しくお願いします。
Second, what we learnt last time, just make a quick stick on most of you what we learned last week. Last week we were learning about rain hats. So what did we say about rain hats? We said that a beged can be worn on Shabbos if it's protecting the guf, or it's a proper beged. It's doing something to the body. And what should we say also? Who had in a plaster? Because also it's merapa, the guf's helping the guf get better. That's all mutter. Therefore, we said that often these rubber rain hats, for example, these plastic rain hats, they're there for a purpose. They're there in order to make it that a person doesn't get a woman, for example, she wears a rain hat in order that her head doesn't get wet. Otherwise, if she wouldn't wear it, what happens is it goes through the scheitel and it goes through, it affects the guf. We said last time that for a man, that's much more problematic because normally he's got a hat on. Generally speaking, the rain doesn't go through the hat into his guf. And therefore, to wear a rain hat just to protect his hat, that's not allowed. That's taken on. That's nothing that's not allowed. To protect a garment, you can't wear something which is not mamish a beged. I mean, you can wear a raincoat on to protect your jacket, because that's a proper beged. But something which is not really called a beged, the moshel rain hat is not really called a beged, to put that on just to stop your hat getting wet, or your shram getting wet, that's not allowed to be done. Sorry? No, so what they've done now is they've arranged some of these plastic hats where the model only do they protect the hat, but they go around the actual face itself. So they protect the actual guf itself, the actual body itself from the rain. That's really much better. We said, who had in a straw hat? Someone's wearing a straw hat. I don't know why he's wearing a rain hat with a straw hat. It doesn't really go together. But the moshel, let's say he's wearing, he's got a straw hat on. And the maestro, he took his straw hat with. He came from London to Manchester, he took his straw hat with.
In Miami Beach.
Right, okay, so the moshel, someone like that, yes. The moshel in the middle of, I'm not used to Miami Beach, but okay, so you tell me. The moshel in the middle of, what do you call it, you can have suddenly a torrential rain. So then, l'chol, that rain hat should be okay. I must say, there are some possible not so happy with the rain hat. They're worried that if it stops raining, like you say, then you might take it off. Because it's tucker looks funny. A person wouldn't wear a rain hat when it's nice and sunny outside. So the moshel, let's say it's in Miami Beach, and the moshel, it's raining, so he puts his rain hat cover on. And as he starts walking, the boiling hot sun comes. So now, there's an interesting thing. I said, what's he going to do with this rain hat? So some posts will not happen with these rain hats. The minigas, women do wear these rain hats, the moshel, yeah, but it protects the guf. So if you're wearing a straw hat, the minigas to be made for this. It's an interesting point that some posts are not so happy with, that in the case of a person might stop and put it away in his pocket, might carry it or something in his pocket. That's what we said last time, straw hat. That, lechor, is problematic, though. Sorry? Ah, it's not my head. Someone doesn't carry an Eruv. It can happen someone doesn't want to use it on the Eruv. There are people who don't always use Eruv.
If he wears a couple of them on top of hat.
Well, underneath the hat, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it still goes around the side. We've got a straw hat in the moshel. I mean, it'll still get wet. It'll go through, it'll still get wet. Yeah, I mean, it's got a good barrier there. The moshel, that's the thing. We said galoshes and all these things as well, the maestro, they're protecting the body, yeah? Because if you haven't got galoshes, what happens is the rain goes into the shoe and it gets wet. The galoshes is to protect your feet that don't get wet. So that's taka also mutter to wear, things like that.
So you wouldn't
allow
to carry an
Eruv? No, that's a problem if you don't want to carry an Eruv. The maestro, what people, that is also problematic, the chora, to take a carrier bag and put it over your hat. That's the chol. That's nothing. That's not called anything really. The chol. That's not so possible. There are some poskim who are makel with these tight-fitting plastics around the hat. You know, you get them like a very stretchy one. They tie and maybe that's called tofel to the thing. It becomes a chelik of the thing. It becomes much part of it. It's made for it. It becomes part of it. That was a big machlokes poskim. The maestro. Many poskim didn't allow it. Some poskim did that. There were many poskim said it's a problem.
Same shayla again. The sun will come out and take it off.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Quite right. Just, sorry. But you look funny. It's funny in a boiling hot sun waste thing. I don't know. I'd put it in my pocket. You would. I think you'd put it in your pocket. You wouldn't carry on walking like that. It looks odd. So that's an interesting gazela, such a thing. When you make this gazela. Okay, that's more or less what we said last time. Coming to today's shir, very interesting here. This is our loch of buttons. Now, I never knew this, but someone told me many years ago. I never had this, actually. Someone told me he knows someone who takes all his spare shirt buttons off. His Shabbos shirt buttons.
I used to years ago. I had a pouch shirt.
What about the car then?
Oh, I've seen climbers, yeah. What? So that's the shadow. What's it doing? Well, let's just get the right shadow down. Interesting. They're spared. What, the reserve buttons? No, that's true. There's two things. You can have different buttons. I mean, you can have a button. I haven't got on this jacket, but some people have got these fancy jackets. Yeah, oh, here, very good. Thank you very much. So you've got over here, Lechaira. This is nothing. What's this doing, these buttons over here? What is this? Nothing. Doesn't do any jacket. That part, and that is Lechaira. That is how they make the garment. It comes to Tzuras HaBeget. They make the garment like this. That's really much better. It's doing something. I mean, that's posher. A normal button that you've got on your jacket, that's doing a purpose. It's meant, I mean, even though you don't use it, maybe, so you can't do your jacket up, I don't know, let's say, but the marshal, it's meant to be doing a job. So that's the chayra posher, that's mutter. That's meant to be doing a job, it's made for that. But we're talking about buttons which are not doing a job. So the marshal, a button like this over here, along here. So that is already interesting. What's the heter for that? The meister, the bring. Sorry, Moshe? No, I've got it, Moshe. It's great. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Baggage is true about Kaftoi. Behem you ordered Mishamish Katakta, Mikashi Yipoy, Echem Kaftoi. Oh, that's the reserve buttons. The mice are normal buttons, which are true as Habeg and Lechoira. That's normal. That's how it makes the garment look nice. That Lechoira is not a problem. Because that's how the Begodim are made. Therefore, there's no problem in that at all. This applies even to expensive buttons. That's a Tzuras HaBeget. So what you can have inside a coat, for example, you have spare buttons. That you have to be able, that, this is not a heter, though. Sometimes people don't realise this, but you've got inside your pocket sometimes when you buy a new suit. You have spare buttons in a plastic bag. That's nothing. That's a chur. Nothing's got no shite at all. That's a button. That's not allowed to be used. That's not a heter. That's nothing. That's not made for anything at all. Huh? So the shirt button, on the bottom of a shirt, a lot of things, a lot of people don't know what it is. The bottom of a shirt, you've got a spare button. Spare buttons. So let's talk about spare buttons. So many people can say that the heter for this is that Tzuras HaBeget. Since they make millions of begodim like this in this way, that becomes now part of the beget. It's a bit chiddish, actually. I must say it's a chiddish. The mice, many possums seem to take on like this, that. And therefore, it's all right. Other posks were not so happy with it. Well, he brings over here, he's not so happy with it, actually. Yeah. He says over here, Beggar Shaturim Bekafturim, Behemi Yod Mishamish Katakli, Bermikrashi, put Echem Kafturim Beggar. Reserve buttons. It's a spare button. It's not, but it's not Tzuras HaBeget. That's how they make it. It's made. Yeah, I like the right way around. Since they're making so many. Now, he wants to tie his bod to the beggars, but that's not so posh, because an expensive button, you're going to have a problem with them. An expensive button, you can't say it's bottle. Some of these coats, Lamosha, which people have got very very fancy buttons on them, yeah? And their tucker are very, very valuable, because if you lose those, you come and got some, you have to get a spare one. That's not so posh, it's bottle them to the beggars. Something which is very choshuv, spare ones. And on this, what we're saying now, this is a new heter. This is the heter. That's how they make the beggar. The begodim are made in that way. They make millions and millions of begodim in this way. That is the Tzuras HaBeget. Many possible maker. The Oroch Shabbos over here.
Why
would it be different
if you never ever do your top button up?
Yeah. But it's got a stamp. It's got a use. The fact that you're not using it doesn't make a difference. It's got a use. That's really much better. That's part
of the beggar.
Yeah. That's part of the beggar. It's got a use for the beggars. He says over here, Oroch Shabbos. Oroch Shabbos says, beggar shetzurim bekaftorim, a beggar which has got buttons on it, veheim yodim shamish katachli v'mikosh yipot echem v'tafoiz. It's a reserve button. Nechaku bezer deze mutlas of the beggar zeh. Yesh oim shadova mutu v'shim shakaftorim v'choborin le beggar v'kviyatrim b'teinim eilav, a bottle, v'yesh oistrim. Some taka asrit. So it's taka an interesting point this over here. It's not everyone holds that's mutter. But the zikha, many poskim are making them. It's a chiddush what he says over here, actually. I must tell you. Sorry? That makes it worse, normally. It makes it worse, because that's more choshuv. Then you can't say it's bottle to beggar. That's what he was telling before. He wanted to say it's bottle to beggar. So obviously, you say it's bottle to beggar. That's why we've got no chashivas. But if it's got a chashivas, then it's really more harmful. So you have to come up with this new vah here, it's Tzuras HaBeget. That is how the begodim are made. They make the begodim in this way. It becomes the standard of part of the beggar. It's a chiddush, actually, I must say. They make it for you, but now it's made, that's what they do. Yeah, it's true. But they make it for that reason. But now that they make it, that is part of the beggars. Yeah, it's a chiddush.
You take it off. Whereas you won't take one of the cottons up from here.
No, that's true. But because man is on, it's part of the beggar's attire. That's how it's made.
Well, you use one cotton, that's called part of the beggar.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Now, it's an interesting Kiddush now, Moshe. What happens if this button is no longer working? There's a few ways this could happen. Let's say, for example, is the button is loose. It's on your beggar, but it's loose. Happens sometimes on Shabbos.
A regular
button, which you normally do, your shirt, you normally tie your jacket with it, but punk that happens to be on this Shabbos, you go out in the street, and the Maaser, the button is loose. Now, there's a few possibilities over here. You can have, possibility number one I wrote over here, is the button's in the position, it's in its position, yeah? Yeah, you can have my answer. We've got no non-Jew available, Moshe. You want to do it yourself. You want to walk in the street. There's no going to take it for you. Can you walk in the street with your with the button a little bit loose?
You
so
won't
it. Use it to close.
You won't
oh, I'm sorry. That's what it depends on. Oh, let's have a look at the different possibilities. It depends. I don't know. I've written the use massive. Right. If the button's in position, but it's threads and weeks. That means if the button, let's say, is over here, and it's loose, but Lemaisa, the beggar would look odd without the button on it.
Yeah.
So Lemaisa, it's mashlim the beggar. It makes the appearance of a beggar look whole. Even though you can't use it, that's okay.
So too if it's
loose
still.
That's the same thing. You're locking it. Yeah, that's right. It means it looks funny if it's missing, yeah? Or you've got these bigger the frocks. If you've got one of the buttons missing at the back,
doesn't look good.
I'll come to Moxa in a while. I'll come to Moxa in a while. So 1 minute. The first thing over here is the model. So you've got a button on the baguette, which is loose. You can't use it as it is anymore.
Yeah.
But it's mushed into the appearance of a baguette. It makes the baguette look whole. And without it, there would be a chasson in the baguette. That is mutter to, what do you call it? Obviously, if the button is loose, but you can still use it, it's even better, yeah? If you can still use the button, there's no problem at all. If the button is loose and it can't be used, Lamosh, let's say it's not much to the appearance of the beggar, you don't need it for the beggar, it's just loose, let's say on a shirt button, for example.
inside
one. That's really more problematic. That heter can only be if it's bottled to the beggar. It's an unimportant item. If the button is very choshev, the moshe for a lady's coat sometimes, the moshe they've got for it, it's very hard to get some of these buttons to replace. It's not a standard button. So that is much worse than in that case. There, that could be a problem tack of its soul. The only thing she can do, but this is a bit hard to do, is she has to have in mind that she doesn't want it. And she's going to throw it away. But that's a bit hard to do, tack of that. That's an interesting thing. The only way to do is make it bottle. I mean, she's stuck in the middle of the street, and she stopped in the middle of the street, the moshe, she's seen that her button is loose, a nice coat button. And it can't do any use at all, and it's not been mashed in the appearance, let's say. It's somewhere where it's not been mashed in the appearance. And that, l'chor, is a problem. The only way to make it mutter is to make it bottle to the beggar. And making it bottle to the beggar means I'm not mashing it. If it falls off, I just leave it. I don't care about it. Obviously, to pull it off is on Shabbos the problem. You can't pull the button off on Shabbos, that's Korea. Hu Adin, if someone's button did come off, and he's got loose threads along the side over here, he can't pull those threads out. That's career, Moshe. You mustn't pull the threads out. That's part of the career process. It's tearing and tearing away from the baguette. That you mustn't do. She has to leave the threads. What you mean? The thread's loose.
Yeah,
the button's loose.
Yeah,
if that's toifer, it could be. That's called toifer because you're mashing it. You're making it stay in position.
You're
not pushing it in, but you're making it firm that sphere stays as it is. Okay, stop for temporary. Well, this is going to last for a bit of time.
The
tape is not cool. That's what it's a terrorist for either. But if you make it a drop on, the you make it. I don't know. You have to know. But if you make it better, you make it firmer, that could be more of a problem. Right? I think you can. I'm not going to close to the problem.
What? If
the
button's fallen off and you've got loose threads still.
No, that's nothing. It's got no chashivus. It's impossible. Yeah, but you've got you don't mind taking off. You're going to take off the Shabbos. It's got no chashivus to you at all. It's toppled to the beggar. It becomes toppled to the beggar. It's got no chashivus. You see about this? It's an interesting thing. Something which is on the beggar, but it's got no chashivus at all. That's why it's mutter. It's only if you want it that's the problem. But here you don't want it. You have to take it off after Shabbos. What do you do? Take it off. That's taka mutter. Shaila is an interesting shaila. What happens if a button falls off on Shabbos? Is the button moksa?
Yes,
it's a jacket.
Now, that's a chiddush to say down. The jacket mocks it because.
Down.
What?
If it's hanging down, it's a jacket.
Well, that's a chiddush. You can still use a jacket. Well, the gezeirah you might put off. I don't think you can make a gezeirah. I'm not sure you make a gezeirah you might put off. That's a chiddush already. So, because then you might fix something, to pull something off, I don't know, you know, I'm not an expert in the shower, but yeah, that's a chiddush.
To be chosh,
that's really good. The chosh is that, are you going to start sewing on Shabbos? It's a very interesting gezeirah, that I don't know, that's a chiddush. But aside from the button falls on the floor,
yeah,
is it muksa?
Yeah.
So everyone here takes off a chiddush and muksa, I must tell you.
No, you know, it was there when Shabbos came in.
Yes, yeah, so?
It's better off than the button in the pocket, you said.
What's the halacha about the...
Pick it up
on the way. What? The halacha is that everyone takes on a button's moksa. I'm not saying it's not. Clear this. Let's just have a look over here. Sorry? There's a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. Kol ha-keilim nitonim b'Shabbos. Any keilim which can be moved on Shabbos, they'll say, say, nisparku mehem, if their doors fall off, not a door of a house, Lamosha, I don't know what have you got, Lamosha. Let's say someone's got a little keli. Where have you got a little keli with a door on it? I don't want a big keli. I want a small keli. Huh? Let's say the om. It's not mechubel lekaka. It's not 40 star. If that door comes off on showers, is it muksa? If anyone's nodding their head, it is. So you look at it quite right. I would have thought it is. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I said it's interesting. You thought it's muksa. You still thought it's a problem. So that halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Kol ha-keilim ha-nitolim b'Shabbos, they'll say, sayin sh'nisparku mehem gam kein nitolim. They can also be taken. Bein nisparku b'choy bein b'Shabbos, when they fell off on weekday or on Shabbos. Which verse says the reason was, because it's called Muchon Agav Avien. It's called Muchon Agav Avien. The Maaseh, when Shabbos came in, or even when not Shabbos came in, it's about this part of this keili, it remains considered like the keili's not muksa. Who had in the thing that falls off is not muksa. That is a machlokes haposkim over here. What are we talking about? This thing that falls off, has it got any use at all? Some poskim learn that it's all very nice, it's called muchon agav oviv, but it has to have some ishtamshus. You have to be able to use as is. Other poskim, and Mishnah Berurah seems to take on like this, that even if it's got no use whatsoever, even so it's not muksa. Because it's considered part of the original keili. I believe we'll finish that. And therefore, it should come out the chayr that according to this pshat, the button is not muksa. It's not muskan because, don't forget, the other shit holds, it has to have some use, and this button's got no other use. So some people are machmir. Over here he brings, let's see how he lands over here. I wrote this down here somewhere. Peret Yut, I'm with your test. It's still called muksa. Peret Yut test, see if, because that was I am. Yut test. Very interesting shayla is actually, of course, I'm a Zion. We normally follow the Orcha Shabbos. Kafto Shinofenberger, Mutl Taltloi. So he says over here, it's Mutl, remove it. Emasidim Lachse, the Toyful Akashos Labeket. He's Maker. He says, the Meister, you're allowed to put it back on. You're allowed to move it. It's not Mukta if it's designed to go back on the Beket. Because then it's called Muchon Agav Oviv, and therefore you're allowed to move it. Other possible disagree with this, actually. I think Shlomo Zalman Tainers, I can't remember which way around Shlomo Zalman, I think it's talking about a Choshen button. I think he ties that's more of a problem. I can't remember. I think as far as I remember, Shlomo Zalman Tainers, a Choshen one, that you're very careful about, that could be worse. But whatever it is, the interesting point is, I mean, what to do with this button? This button falls off. So to kick it to the side, Zicharite, I have to check out, I can't remember what exactly that was, but if whether you're allowed to actually move the button itself, whether it's muksa or not, that's a bit of a question. Is it called Muchan Agav Ovim? Is it called still that it's got some use? Because it's considered part of the original keli. That means, as someone asked before, the Moshe, let's say for example, though the beged is ripped, let's say for example, you can't use the beged, it's finished. Then you haven't got this hetzer anymore. But generally speaking, when a button comes off, you haven't got the beggar still usable because there's also some assumptions with it. And therefore, the button, ikadin, should not be muksa. Just one other thing I'll leave you off with. What do you say, Lamosha, to go in the street with a pocket which is sealed? The pocket is sealed. When you buy a new suit. So, Lamosha, is that a problem on Shabbos?
No.
Not doing anything. It's not even part of a beggar. It doesn't look like a normal beggar.
It's
always sealed when you do it. It's not meant to be sealed.
Yeah.
What, Ben? What?
It's meant to be sealed. They all come sealed.
Oh, it's not nice to open. It's nice when it's
sealed.
It stays in the position. Yeah?
What's
the shayla? Shayla's not like the normal sort of bag. It's not made that sort of bag.
Oh, the shayla,
is that called, he's got a shayla like a shayla, is that called hutzah or not?
I love clothes, not to carry anything anymore.
Yeah, it's, I hope it's 2-1. Okay. All right, Robert, so very good.
It's a pocket league team. You don't have to.